Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill, 99.9 KISW.
Our question, what was your biggest disaster in the kitchen or while cooking? And here come your emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got me.
Couple from our question, guys. For my mom's 60th birthday, my sister threw her a birthday party at her home and put some appetizers in the oven under the broiler. However, when the oven door opened to take said appetizers out, air went in and sparked a fire. Luckily, one of my sister's friends who was there was a firefighter, took a whole bag of flour and tossed handfuls of flour to extinguish it. It did work, but it made a huge mess. Stunk up the whole house. Greatest birthday present to my mom was a charred oven and flour everywhere.
Yay!
P.S. I do recommend cooking bacon by cooking it in the oven on a foiled baking sheet. Easier to cook, easier to clean. Happy Thanksgiving, gentlemen. That from the lovely Elizabeth. Guys, 20 years ago, my ex was making French fries in a pot of oil on the stove. She had the element on high and cooked that oil for a good 30 minutes. When she put the first fry in, the oil was so hot that it caught on fire. She screamed for me to come help her. I came running, saw the fire, and immediately put the thing under the tap. Kaboom. That oil shot up, burned my hand, turned the entire kitchen black. I screamed to her to get the baby and get outside. Thank God the house didn't burn down. We scrubbed that kitchen for days. However, the landlord never found out.
Huh.
Guys, I was probably 15. We found some pot plants growing in the neighbor's yard up the road back area. Being young and dumb, we ripped a couple plants, took off running. Then being very naive to weed at the time, we had to figure out what to do, as it wasn't like we had ever gotten any, so we decided we needed to figure out how to smoke it and dry it out. Parents were gone for a while running errands, so we figured to put it in the oven and dry it that way. May have been on broil, don't know. Once it got to cooking, it produced an amazing amount of smoke, blowing out of the vent, stuck up the whole house, as you can imagine. Parents would be back any time. Every window and door and can't remember what else was open. And I can't remember what we told them the smell was. We did tell the parents a few years back, about 35 years after the incident. Have a great Turkey Day, guys. That from Whitney. Biggest kitchen disaster 16 years ago, preparing vegetables for a pot roast. I was in the middle of cutting some red potatoes and managed to slice open the tip of my left ring finger. It was at that moment that I realized I should not use a boning knife to cut potatoes.
No!
A few stitches later, and it was closed up, and 16 years later, I only have a partial sensation feeling in that portion of my finger due to the cut. Moral of the story, always use the right tools for the job.
I stand by that in the kitchen. Everything else, you know.
I did it last year.
What's that?
I was watching, what do you call it, serrated knife?
Mm-hmm.
I was watching my mom cut onions with a serrated knife. I finally just picked it up and said, just stop.
Right. Yep, just
go watch the parade.
Guys, I think I should be offended when you announced the subject of today's show. What was the biggest disaster in the kitchen or while cooking? Someone asked me if I was going to call in. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. That from the lovely Diana. As we move on to the birthday request, guys, love your show. If you guys could do me a favor, it'd be awesome to give a birthday shout out to my firstborn child, Daniel, also known by Danny to his friends, also known as Hannah, his birth name. Sorry, kid, it's tatted on my back, so that'll forever be your name with your mama. I gave birth to him on Thanksgiving Day 21 years ago. He has grown into such an amazing young man, and I am so proud of him. But enough of the sappy ass. Can he get a bong rip? And the dirty German's talking about being a mechanic. Thanks, guys. Love you. Happy Thanksgiving. That from Rachel.
Yeah, you were actually born on Thanksgiving Day, and now you're a mechanic. So instead of a grease monkey, he's a grease turkey, which, oddly enough, is also the nickname of my penis.
Yeah, so you know what's funny? He's pretty good with those nuts and bolts. Puts them all in there. Every time I think of these mechanics, I think of, oh, fudge.
Maybe your junk is the greased turkey?
Yeah, but past tense, greased.
Maybe it's the greased trap.
Sometimes we call it the greasy turkey.
With a Z?
With a Z, yeah. You've heard of it before. And when people see it, they want to gobble gobble.
Guys, I just want to wish my little brother Kyle a super awesome birthday. He listens to your show every day, and I'm hoping it'll make his day to hear from you guys. Can I get a what the F is that, bro? And a your penis is too small. Maybe Coach Ted giving him some advice on what to do now that he is 30 years old. Thanks so much. Love the show. You guys are awesome. That from his older bro, Dana, and the fam.
Oh, my God. What the f*** is that, bro?
I tell you what, 30's a big age. It's a big birthday. You should do what everybody does. You're 30 now. You need to have a threesome.
Pretty short and sweet there. Hello there, long time
everybody
listener.
Knows that.
Yeah. So and it's 2020 this year, so you won't just get it, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, you wait till you're 31, but just get it in, son.
Guys, long-time listener, I managed to get my wife hooked on y'all as well. Today is my wife Lori's 30th birthday, the most beautiful, wonderful, amazing person, and I'm so proud of her working hard on a chemical engineering degree. She would love a drop the beat, a few shotgun gets from Thrill, and would love for you guys to talk all over each other about chemistry. Thanks, guys. That from Kelly.
Drop the beat.
Get.
Chemistry.
Get.
My first chemistry
right now, man. You want some chemistry? You want some semen-aged in bed? I got a feeling we'll have one.
You know, one thing, I have a chemistry teacher.
I really appreciate about chemistry.
Always transforming
stuff
out of a beaker.
That would be the best. Put all these drugs together, but I have a chemistry for you, my friend.
That'd be worth it.
Wow.
But Joel, is this my
science question?
Yeah.
Is it still a beaker if it's wide?
I mean, you can call your penis a beaker, whatever you want. I think it is. I think it is, right? It's just, wouldn't it just be like a bigger beaker?
Wide enough to be a Petri dish?
You know, like when you're cooking something on the Bunsen burner, like that kind of wide one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We had a chemistry teacher.
Wait, how tall is it? I feel like a beaker
has to It's like me, yeah. Short and wide.
All right, I'm going to say that's a beaker,
right.
I think.
So every afternoon, she would walk down the hall drinking orange soda out of this beaker. And every
the
day,
ones that you used in class?
I think this was specifically her soda one.
Okay.
But God, man, in the afternoon, I want that orange soda.
Guys, Micholos, it's my birthday today, the Dirty 30. May I get a Mike Fish sandwich remix? Thank you guys so much. This from Pepe, not LePew, from Kansas City, Kansas.
A filet of fish sandwich.
So you know I got
I have a
right.
Fish sandwich.
Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? Put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Our fish sandwich.
Is it too early for a fish sandwich? Cheese and tartar on the side.
Oh, yeah.
I smell the fish sandwich. Maybe some dinner relish in the morning.
Fish sandwich.
At noon and at night.
Can I buy you?
Though you don't want a fish sandwich?
Patolos, it's my 34th birthday. Sending in my own shout-out. My name is Drew. Listen through the radio.com app every day up here in Rochester, New York. Now that you guys aren't on WCMF anymore, thanks. Mm-hmm. Can I get a big old bong rip in the Dirty Germans talking about life as a single chef on at a German restaurant? Single chef at a German restaurant.
Yeah, the best kind of German chef, of course, is the single chef. That way there are fewer lawsuits. And you can introduce them to your specialty, the tube steak.
Yeah, you know, so since you're German, once you work at this German restaurant, you're single, chosen the bratwurst, salsa sausages, either way, just make sure you fill the buns.
Yeah.
So, maybe she's lucky she gets some of that pub mustard.
Guys, today's my other half, Ryan's birthday. He is 38 years old. He loves the show, listens every day. Could you please give him a few different fish sandwiches? Thanks so much. That from Jen.
Fish sandwich. Are you sure?
A filet of fish sandwich.
Can I buy you a fish sandwich?
Sure, I get a fish sandwich.
Guys, can we get a birthday shout-out today for Eric Simmons, 40-plus, the hardest-working mailman and one of your biggest fans in Puyallup. He's been delivering mail all through the COVID, and he's an amazing guy. Could you have the Dirty Germans wishing him an awesome birthday? Thanks, guys. That from Beth. I bought Miles a steam cleaner to the station. Thanks so much. We appreciate that. We could use it now.
Yeah, please revisit. Yeah, Eric Simmons, the hardest working mailman. I myself is not a mailman, but I'm a manly man. But tonight, because you work so hard. I want to deliver my package to you, to your back porch.
Ziana just likes the idea of this mailman. He's working around and he's stuffing everything in these little tiny boxes.
Yeah, stuffs a package in the box. Stuff a package in the box all day, all night.
Yeah, sometimes he puts it through the little hole in the door.
Yeah, if that's who he wants it through the slit.
Jesus. See, all the dogs go crazy when he puts it in there.
Yeah.
They still got those?
A few places, sure.
All right. Mm-hmm. Like when I grew up, row houses, that's all you had.
Everybody had that.
Pajolos, it's my Nana Tamara's 75th birthday. She loves nothing more than sitting down here in lovely sunny Arizona, hearing your podcast of fart stories with me. And then Thrill will rip them live on the air with Miles' comments. For her best birthday ever, could you recount the legendary floor-clearing fart story of Ted's from the old studio? Attached is a picture, by the way, of Nana rocking her KISW face mask to her dentist appointment down here in Arizona a few weeks ago. That from Bree in sunny Arizona, who says, Ted, LARP on.
LARP on.
Look, man, all you need to know about Ted's particular epic fart, I am known to fart, that's right, Nana. If I were there, I'd give you the Nana banana. I'll let you do the math. But Ted farted, and it went through our studio doors across the hall, into our boss's office, into another, and it just started going down the hall. And I mean, it was bad, 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 bad. That in and among itself was not my problem. My problem was because I fart so much, the boss thought I did it. And that didn't bother me. But he was visibly angry.
He was like banging on the door.
This fart smelled so bad, it made him angry. And it didn't, it's one of those farts that like lasts for like 15 minutes, right? It just took a while to go away. Mm-hmm. And I kept saying, man, it wasn't me. And he's like, BS, you think I'm stupid, man? You fart all the time. This is unbelievable. This is unreal. You shouldn't fart like that. See, all this stuff. And I'm like, I am getting berated for someone else's fart.
As far as the potency of that, have you ever, this is probably one of the more legendary ones. You'll never replicate.
Yeah, that one, right? The one that woke up Kuter.
Okay, yeah.
The problem with that one at work, though, not the, the crazy thing was, it was just literally like, you ever get like just that one little, it wasn't even that, but it's just like you could almost feel the bubble just kind of release.
Right?
So I was, but as soon as it did, I was like, because my stomach was not in good shape. I was like, that is not good. And God, that was awful.
Yeah, it was bad. Was a good
one. I mean,
you should be proud of it. It was amazing.
Yeah, but there is a line of even you can disgust yourself with a fart.
You're like, right, I want to apologize to everyone around me.
Yeah, I crossed it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I got in trouble for it. All right, guys, here you go. Happy birthday to you, bitch.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Mmm, Schweinefleisch.
Now, the Men's Room wants to know, who sucks less?
Time for Who Sucks Last? Tina Trujillo, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. All of them suck to some degree. It is up to us to determine out of these three stories which story sucks the least. Now, if you like KISW on Facebook, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
And as always, we have three stories, and we take you around the world on this one, Miles. I'm an international son of a bitch, you feel me? We're going to go to Sydney, Australia, where we'll be talking about a dentist who created his own version of the movie Free Willy. We go to Hampshire, England, where a man, it's not so much that he drove late through the neighborhood, it's just what he decided to do when he did that. And then we go to Asia, where we'll visit the fine country of China, where a guy pulled a prank, but it ended up backfiring.
Okay.
But let us start down under, which actually is not a euphemism, but it works into the story. A Sydney dentist, he performed surgery on a patient with his genitals exposed. And to be clear, not the patient's genitals, but the dentist's genitals. Peter Carr, 76 years old. He's currently suspended from practice, but he's now facing disciplinary action by the Healthcare Complaints Commission, including the cancellation of his registration. Now, details of his conduct at the Smile Care Dental Practice in Double Bay, they were released at a tribunal just this week. Now, it included an incident, among other things, in which he performed surgery while his genitals, quote, namely, his semi-erect penis and testicles were inappropriately exposed and hanging out of his jean zipper, unquote. Now, a younger female dental nurse, she noticed the physical state after she dropped something on the floor and leaned down to pick it up.
Hello!
That's when she saw his genitals protruding under his dental gown. So again, if you walked into the room and saw him doing the surgery, you wouldn't know this is happening. She had to drop something on the floor or went under the bed and realizes, like, I don't know what you're doing, but there's your twig and berries. Now, documents show that Dr. Carr, he explained his version of the incident to the council several months later. He stated, hey, he may have forgotten to, quote, secure his trouser buttons after going to the bathroom in a hurry. It was most likely not wearing underpants. Well, the tribunal wasn't buying it, and he has, in fact, been suspended. Now let's go to England, where a man has been given a stern warning by police after driving through a residential area late at night on multiple occasions with a megaphone screaming, "Wakey, wakey!" Police said it received many complaints about the occupants of a red Nissan Navara shouting at the top of their lungs at 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning a number of times during 1 week. They added, quote, in the early hours of various mornings, the 21-year-old driver and his passengers were heard shouting, "Wakey, wakey," as well as many unnecessary things. They say while generally annoying residents who are trying to sleep, the male was also seen turning off his lights and then shouting, "You can't call the police because you can't see us." While police did manage to track down the driver, and they've issued him a Section 59 warning. That warning means that if he repeats his behavior at any point in the next year, his vehicle will be seized. So he was caught by driving down the street 2 o'clock in the morning, screaming, "Wakey, wakey, there's more." And finally, we go to China, where a boy was riding an elevator. Keep in mind, he's on closed circuit TV, but he's riding the elevator. He had to pee, so he decided it'd be fun to play the prank on whoever was going to ride the elevator next. So let's just get straight to the point. He pulled out his little dude and peed all over the control buttons.
Oh.
Don't worry. Karma caught up with him quick. What he didn't realize was that his urine caused the entire control panel and the elevator to short circuit and stop, which then trapped him inside of what now had become his toilet prison. As the closed circuit television footage shows, the elevator stops. Basically, he mouths in Chinese, "What the F?" He has since gone viral on Chinese media, and because they had it on camera and recognized that he was the cause of his own problem, they took a little extra time to get him out of the elevator. So, again, we have the dentist in Australia who, for whatever reason, he chooses to do surgery with his genitalia hanging out of the front of his pants. A guy in Hampshire over in England who drives on residential streets at 2 a.m. screaming, "Wakey, wakey!" And finally, the young man in China who peed on the button controls on the elevator, but short-circuited the elevator and got trapped inside.
If you like KISW on Facebook, Gilbert says, I'd say the guy in New Hampshire. Sure, I'd be pissed being woke up like that, but honestly, it's not as bad as your neighbors having a late-night rager in the middle of the week or something like that. Elizabeth says, New Hampshire man sucks the least. Tanisha says the same thing. Chris agrees, and Nate says, hey, it's the guy in New Hampshire. You can always go back to sleep. Ted, what do you think?
It's a tough one. The dentist...
I can't explain it.
He sucks the most, right? We're all in agreement on that? He's operating on you. He's doing a medical
but
procedure.
But he's still wearing the other stuff.
Yeah, it was naked. Yeah,
just no pants underneath.
No, he still had pants on.
He just had his thing
out. Twig and berries are hanging out of the front of his pants, poking out of the dental.
All right, that's different. I thought he was just going pantsless.
No. He just has his stuff hanging.
I mean, all right. So he sucks the most. You're right, Miles. I don't like the guy at 2 a.m. screaming in my neighborhood. I've
dealt
with
wakey
him.
Wakey's funny. No destruction of property, though.
Wakey wakey. And then the guy in China, I mean, he had to sit in the elevator, right?
Yeah.
With all the pee.
I'm saying he sucks the least because you got what you paid for. Right, on that one.
He did, but he also destroyed an elevator control panel.
Yeah.
He did, but I'm with Thrill. Like, I don't know. Sitting in an elevator full of your own urine sounds like... Like, I mean, that sounds worse than jail.
I think it's a bad decision, but karma caught him quick enough where I'm like, I think you learned your lesson.
Yeah. How old was he?
He could have also said this.
I don't know.
I was stuck in the elevator. I had to use the bathroom. I had to go. What did you want me to do? Not, I walked in, peed on it, and then blew it up.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I hear
like,
you, but...
I feel like most elevators, though, have cameras in them.
Yeah.
He's not getting out of that one.
That one did.
It did.
I mean, you watch... That's the whole thing. He couldn't even lie and say, I mean, they watched him do it, the smile on his face... And then it stopped working.
God, man, I've peed on some stuff, but that just seems dumb.
Not an electrical panel.
It is.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like,
yeah,
you peed on an electric fence? No, I went full blown electrical panel.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, right? Like, I've peed on a car.
You did?
Someone you knew.
Nah, that's in a different city.
Just peed on the car.
Yeah,
the handle of the door? Or
what's that?
The handle of the door?
The handle. Well, yeah, and it tailgates. Man, this sounds horrible. We used to pee on, if you were...
Had a sticker of a wrong team?
Yeah, and then we'd pee on the handle so they'd have to touch it.
Hey, man, I'm peeing on Heinz Field because I hate the Steelers.
There you go.
Yeah.
Debate continues on Who Sucks.
There you go.
If you like KISW on Facebook, geez, a whiz. No wonder you like that guy. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Coming up in just minutes, we will drink, we will toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, a quick check-in with Mike Hall. And some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, Radio Shack is coming back.
But it'll be online only.
All right. It's a Tandy company.
It's a what?
Radio Shack. When they used to advertise on TV, it always ended with a Tandy company.
Ah, very good. Now you don't get to go inside. Which, to be honest with you, how much shopping is done inside of electronic stores anymore?
That's a good point. Most of that stuff you order online anyway.
You would go in and get like an RC racing car.
Right.
Or like some weird little thing.
At Christmas. Basically, that was it. And something for your kid.
Exactly. A man in Australia got a DUI after he ate a bunch of rum candies.
I saw that. I want to try some of those rum candies.
Exactly what I was thinking. I'm thinking, how many do you actually have to eat of these in order to actually be bad enough to get yourself a DUI?
I think they were like rum balls.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like people make those?
Yeah.
I mean, look, I wouldn't think there's that much alcohol in them either, but...
We also know our friends.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A firefighter in Tennessee resigned after he was caught wearing a wig performing a sex act on a man from Alabama in the fire station.
Hello.
Damn.
Start that over.
So this is a firefighter in Tennessee. He resigned after he was caught wearing a wig performing a sex act on a man from Alabama in the fire station.
Ha! Huh. And I thought those college football teams hated each other.
Mm-hmm. There.
Rolls Hall.
He volunteered to do it.
Good call.
Hey-o.
They're building bridges, Ted.
Yeah, that's how it starts.
That's right.
Do you know what? You know what I'm going to ask.
Thank you. A hunter in the Czech Republic reported that a deer stole his gun.
Huh?
Yeah.
It's only a matter of time.
So apparently, this deer ran by him or something like that and then hooked it with his antlers. Hooked the strap with its antlers.
Oh, what you going to do now, player?
That's right. Took off with it.
I like the idea that deer just straight up was like, you know, I'm taking your gun.
I've got it.
What are you going to do about it? I can get this.
Tired of it.
You killed my mother.
My name's Bambi.
Bambi's back and Bambi's angry.
Bambi's back. Bambi 2 starring The Rock.
There would be him.
Bambi's got a 12-gauge.
There's a new video going viral of a brawl in a Wawa where one man's pants got pulled down and his bum was exposed during the scuffle.
It seemed like both those guys were showing a little crack.
Were they?
Yeah.
There was one definitely more than the other.
Yeah.
No, he was showing full butt.
He
Did
was.
You see the video?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it just, the whole fight, his pants are down.
That's right.
The entire
fight. I don't know if I'm okay with that. To be fair, I've never been in a fight in my life, but if I get into a fight with somebody and then their pants are down, I'm done.
It's in a convenience store.
Mm-hmm.
Steve and I see a guy at the 7-Eleven who 80% of the time has his pants down below his butt, his butt's hanging out.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's just, but that's his fashion.
That's what he does.
But still.
I still just can't get over today I read how that fight started.
What started the fight? Because it goes on for a long time.
The dude in the vest, in like the like a construction worker.
Yeah.
The other guy held the door open for him. This guy didn't like it and was like, I don't need your help. You don't need to hold the door open for me. So then when he went to pay, the other dude kind of blocked him from paying. Punches start. By the time the video starts, his butt's out.
That is what started this.
Right. Because the one dude was offended that somebody else held a door for him.
Jesus.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Welcome to the world.
I mean, right, it's just insanity. Right.
But the good thing is that I laughed my ass off when I watched the video.
Right. Mm-hmm. How bad of a day are you having to where that sets you off?
I don't need your help.
Yeah, you're just trying to be nice.
Right.
I'm gonna fight you with my pants down.
I'm aware that you don't need your help. Don't worry. I'm pretty sure like 99% of the people in this country can open the door for themselves. Mm-hmm. But I'm not a douche.
Right, and you're a little douchey, but not in that
that's
way.
Fair.
It's common courtesy.
Here come the
comments. I would never think about opening a door for somebody and be like, oh, asserting my manliness over them.
I know.
Don't worry, peon. Using my giant man muscles, I will open this door.
You can tell you're weak. Jesus, man. It's just something nice to do for people.
Survival of the fittest usually, but you know what? I'll help you out today.
There's another video going viral of us. Good Lord, man. You all right?
No.
It's been going crazy, and you haven't had any dairy that I've seen today.
I need to just poop. I just refuse to do it right now.
Okay.
All right. It's been all day. I told Miles. I'm like, look, it's just one of those. I don't feel like going twice. Just get it all here at once, and we'll go handle our business. Right.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
That's like that, you know, 4:45, 5 a.m. I'm just going to wait another hour.
Right. I'm sleeping in.
Oh, I got to get up. There's another video going viral of a squirrel that got drunk off of a fermented pear.
Thank you for showing me that, Mike.
I was
kind of made my day.
It was fantastic.
I wouldn't say he got drunk. That dude was loaded.
He was, yeah.
He was enjoying life.
He was wrecked.
But we all agree, because all of us have been where this squirrel was.
Right.
Because he's up on 2 feet, and he's drifting backwards. Like, that is the call me an Uber. You know to take yourself out of a situation.
Exactly. There's that look on the face where the party is definitely over. It is time to go find a bed.
And what was it? The woman she had, she didn't realize her pear was fermented.
Right, so she's got
to throw it out for the local woodland creatures.
Right. She's got just her bowl of fruit. The pear has gone bad. She didn't know it was fermented, but it just went bad. So she tossed it out into her garden like, all right, here you go, guys. Have at it. Well, the squirrel figured out that it was fermented and just had himself a day.
Hey, the squirrel's like, no, your pear went good.
Day drinking squirrel. People on social media are losing their minds over a woman that demonstrated a C-section using modeling clay for her 2-year-old kid.
What do I care?
No, right.
Right.
So what? Sure.
Just to explain it, as long as it makes sense.
Right. Yes, the 2-year-old kid is not going to retain really any or all of this.
Right. None of it.
It's not overly graphic. It's just modeling clay. It doesn't even look all that right. It's just he's cutting this modeling clay and then pulling something out of it. Okay, he's doing what kids would do.
I mean, it tells me the kid's probably the result of a C-section. If you feel it's important to explain it to a 2-year-old. Yeah. So my mama just showed me her vagina. You came from here!
Exactly! Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, that would be my only... I got no issue with it, but that would be my only question. Like, why?
Yeah, you know the two, right?
Honestly, yeah, I mean, think mom was bored.
Maybe she has a scar, and the kid is like, where'd you get your scar?
That could have been it.
I mean, that's the only thing I can really think of. Because I'm right. It's like a 2-year-old. It's not going to remember how this broke down.
Exactly. Exactly. A new study polled 1,300 Americans on 42 different foods, but instead of asking for their favorite, they did a series of one-on-one matchups.
Okay.
Each food went head-to-head, and people had to choose, for example, turkey versus stuffing or mashed potatoes versus gravy. And the researchers ranked them according to how many matchups they won. And so they have discovered the official top 10 Thanksgiving foods. This is as
decided
by the people. Stuffing and gravy are the top two. That's my guess.
Okay. Any other guesses for top?
Top two, I'm going to say stuffing and potatoes.
Stuffing and potatoes?
Yeah, I'll say mashed potatoes and rolls.
Okay, so these are the official top 10 Thanksgiving foods. Again, this is based on the percentage of matchups that they won. At number 10, you have macaroni and cheese.
That goes up at some people's homes.
I've never had it
on Thanksgiving. I love the idea. I think it's great.
Yeah, but that would substitute. I guess you just make that in addition to mashed potatoes.
Right.
Bro, everything is in addition to on Thanksgiving. I mean, like, we got a ham in addition to the meat.
Correct.
The turkey.
Yeah, I'm with you. Mac and cheese, we never had it either. I assume if you're in the South, maybe?
Right.
Probably.
Is that official, like, nice mac and cheese, got the breading on top, it's baked?
We do mac cheese and boudin.
Right? Like, I mean, mac and cheese is a staple of soul foods. I just assume it came from the South.
Mm-hmm. But it won 62% of its matchup.
That's strong.
So
I like
no
the
losers
idea.
Here, man. Number 9, the green beans. It doesn't say the green bean casserole, which did come in
it
at number
matter.
Number 14 on the list at 57%. This is just straight up green beans.
Mm. No.
Winning 64% of their matchup.
I don't mind them when they're cooked up with some bacon fat. You know what I mean? And
Everything's better with bacon fat, but again.
Honestly, I prefer the casserole over the green beans. I like green beans, but I love the casserole. It's great. I'm a fan. These are the top 10 Thanksgiving foods as decided by the people. Number 8, all the way at number 8, with 64% of a win, gravy.
Really?
Sure. Gravy.
Yeah, you need it. It's the thing that brings everything together.
But I would think that it would be higher up there, just because, like you said, it brings everything together. You put the gravy on the potatoes. You put it on the stuffing. You put it on the turkey.
Right.
You put
it on so many things.
Right. You use the roll to wipe up the leftover gravy all over your plate.
That is not a roll. That's sopping bread.
It's
a
game we're playing tomorrow.
Number 7, sweet potatoes or yams. Got 65% of their matchups.
People love that.
Well, yams.
Right.
I mean, it's huge.
Sorry, I thought it was a versus.
And then half the time, people cook the marshmallows on top. Like, what's not to like?
Right. My grandma actually put, not frosted flakes, but corn flakes on top of hers. It works.
Is that a McRib thing?
What's that?
The candied yams or the mashed or the mushrooms.
No, it's as good as you think, yeah.
It's one time a year.
Oh,
it never gets made.
It is one time a year, but it's good.
So is it just the fact that it's like, oh, I get this once that makes it better than what it really is?
No.
No.
It's a yam with brown sugar.
It's nature's candy.
Right. Yeah, it's
and then we add
sweet.
More candy.
And then we add brown sugar and marshmallows.
This is a win all day. This is a win all day.
I think in my family, we broke it out at Christmas, too.
Yeah. I mean, it's a holidays dish.
These are the top 10 Thanksgiving foods based on one-to-one matchups. Number 6, the scalloped potatoes.
They're fine.
Thank you. I wouldn't go there either.
I mean, they're not my favorite, but it's just it's potatoes and cream.
That, to me, is probably the worst way to cook a potato, in my opinion.
Yeah, really? I'm right there with it.
I do not like the scalloped potato. I love mashed potatoes. I love fries. I love chips. I love a baked potato. I love potato skins. The scalloped potato is honestly just...
Yeah. The worst potato product dish.
It is.
Have you guys ever had actual scalloped potatoes, not just like from a box?
No, my mom used to make scalloped potatoes, and bless her heart, she tried, but I just never really liked them.
I mean, I love them. I love potatoes, but like my buddy's wife makes them from scratch, and they are unbelievable.
Okay.
Whipping cream.
You know what I mean? I'm always
like potatoes and cream. I'm like, all right.
I just always had to bury it in salt.
Oh, yeah, there's
that. These are the top 10 Thanksgiving foods. Number 5, the delicious ham. 67% a win.
I mean, it's fine.
Yeah, also, depends on who makes it.
Fair
enough. Sure, right.
I mean,
that has a lot. But still, I mean, but I'm still not excited about it. But if I eat it and it is really good, you make mention of that. Like, oh, wow, hey, man, this ham's really good. What that means is I didn't expect it to be.
I just always associate ham more with like turkey was Thanksgiving, Christmas you had turkey and a ham, Easter you had ham.
We had turkey and ham for both things. Basically, Christmas dinner was Thanksgiving dinner again. Mm-hmm. And then Easter was mostly like Thanksgiving, but with lighter food and, ham instead of turkey.
Yeah, and that's where the scalloped potatoes show up a lot, too, with ham and Easter.
That's a good call.
That's the worst holiday meal.
Yeah. To me, ham's probably, as far as meat products go, again, going back to pork products, I'm not a big fan of the ham.
It's already cooked. All you're doing is warming it up.
Yeah.
And so you just got to figure out what to do with it once you get it to warm it up.
Although, that said, you know, let me refrain from this. While I'm not that excited about the ham and the turkey on Thanksgiving Day, let's face it, the following Friday, both of those are so key to me on a lot of my sandwiches. Then they're all
big old fat
like, I don't want to eat them. I want to eat them cold. And leftover, not so
mustard
much
mustard on it.
Yeah, baby.
These are the top 10 Thanksgiving foods after one-on-one matchups. Number 4, bread or rolls.
Yeah,
74% of the vote.
Gotta have it.
Absolutely. Again, that is another pivotal part. I would put bread and gravy as the two top foods for Thanksgiving, just because they work with everything, man. I go back for plenty of Thanksgiving. No matter what, if I go back for seconds, there's always another roll on my plate.
Always.
Man. These are the top 10 Thanksgiving foods. Number 3 shows up the stuffing or dressing, winning 77% of its matchups.
Number 3. So it's going to be, I'm guessing, mashed potatoes and turkey. God damn.
Again, when do you ever make stuffing outside of this holiday?
Right.
You don't.
You could. You just don't. Steak and stuffing night. What?
But I'd be down for that.
That's fair.
You know, I'd be like, you know what? That is a fantastic idea. Yeah.
It's just one of those where you don't ever think about it. It's not that it's only special at Thanksgiving. Like you said,
just don't
if they show up, we're going to do steak and stuffing. I'm down.
Stuffing's a process, too.
It is.
You make
it
at home.
It is. These are the top 10 Thanksgiving foods. Number 2, is it mashed potatoes or turkey? What do you think won out? I'm actually going to do this for you guys.
I'm going to guess turkey won.
Turkey won it all. Okay, Ted?
I'm going to say potatoes won.
All right, so here's the official This is, I'm just going to give you the number one here. It won 83% of its matchups. This is your top Thanksgiving food. And I love pulling all the wind out of the sails. Yeah, it was turkey.
Turkey.
Come. Really?
Turkey won 83% of its matchups.
But you know mashed potatoes are better. You know they
are. Right.
You know they are.
Because you eat it throughout the year.
He's giving it to the turkey.
I think they give it to the turkey because the it has become
the icon.
Official icon, right, of freaking Thanksgiving. If we did that with a potato, mashed potatoes would have won.
Right, so let me just run this down real quick. I'm going to test everybody out here. Everything is going up against turkey on the top 10 list here. So tell me whether you'd prefer it or all the right. Turkey, okay? So turkey versus mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes.
Versus stuffing.
Stuffing.
Versus bread or rolls.
Bread or roll.
Versus.
I might take turkey in that one.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm sticking with bread or roll.
Miles?
You need the bread and rolls to make the sandwiches later.
Fair. Versus ham. This is the biggest matchup for me.
No, turkey wins that one.
I agree.
I don't know. It depends. Man, I'm on the fence with that
it's
one.
It's Thanksgiving, so I'm going to go turkey.
Okay. Versus scalloped potatoes.
Turkey.
Versus sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes.
Turkey.
Versus gravy.
Gravy.
Sorry, turkey's gravy. Nothing without the gravy.
Gravy. Yeah, gravy.
Yeah, but I wouldn't just drink gravy.
Yeah, but you already have a roll on your plate. So
I didn't take the roll.
What did you take? Damn, see, that's where you messed up. And then you hung up with your gravy. Me and Miles got our sopping biscuits.
Turkey versus green beans.
Come on.
Turkey.
Versus macaroni and cheese.
Ooh, might macaroni take macaroni and cheese.
I might. See there? So there's a little bit more balance there. Did that win 83% of the vote? I don't know. You guys are better at math than I am.
Either way, enjoy your dinner. You'll have a little bit of everything.
A couple of Canada were burned after their car caught on fire, but you will never guess what caused the fire.
What did?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, my colleague. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, have we made it to Drinking Time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.